Mr. Mackenzie, reel 17. So you came out of the front line from 355.
Mm-hmm.
Can you remember when that was? How long had you been, that second tour at 355, how long had you been up there?
It was just getting quiet. We'd done that once, and it's got to be after Armistice, so it's about a fortnight. As I said to you, we went down to the end gym. We had a sitting there, getting ourselves swimming, getting around the things, and washed and shaved. Lieutenant Dunn came back. He was back then, so he had getting back. Bailey had getting, so I think it was Corporal Bailey had come back. He was another one that gets getting back in. And we're just down there, and a few of the other lads is coming in, you know what I mean? And as I say, we went back again, and it's got to be 5 o'clock. We're down there from 9 o'clock here, and we must have gotten fed there, you know what I mean, that one. Because you never think of them things, and we just sit and clean ourselves down, lying down and washing yourself. Someone went up there, climbed up the side of the cliffs to prove that we could climb it. But we forgot you had to come down the bloody thing, or you had to walk along the bridge, which was about 3 miles. And you only had your boots and, you know, your shorts on. And the weather was getting a bit, you know, warmer. So anyway, we got down again. Then we went, the whole lot of went back in, and we went in the trucks. We got back in the echelon, whatever you want to call it. We're just in there. And as I say, we were just getting off the wagons and everything else, and we're all coming off. So there'd be three or four trucks. And all of a sudden, the starter mortared and shelled. So when you were getting attacked, and your hats go on, you know, your tin hat, you're down. And just before we're going across, the tank, there's a Centurion. It's in a position, so it's got to be like a flat plane where you've got a turret in that one. And this turret comes up, and poor and behold, the bloody mortar went down. There must have been a mortar went down it. Because that's what we're told. And they just heard the blinking clear. Then this other one, there was a driver, I think we thought was a gook. We all thought it was a gook, but seeing what was a driver. And he lost his head, he just took his head off him. And he was going across. Now I think he was emptying ammo, you know, that time, so it's got to be coming. But anyway, he went, and there was some of the gooks that was there, you know, coming up on the night time, they were in this hut. And they were worried about the things. Well, all we done was just to pick ourselves up, soak ourselves up and head for back up the trenches. And that was it. But we weren't bothered about what was going on here. We're more concerned to get up into the positions.
So this must have been around about the Armistice time.
Around the Armistice time. It's got to be June, and that was it. And it's us here. We got up here, and they gave her a couple of good hidings on that one. I think we lost a few men on that one. But we wouldn't know what the big thing. And it went back. And we're up there.
So how long were you back up there in the front?
June. I think we came down in July, I'm not mistaken. I think the Armistice. So it wouldn't be much longer. We'd be about a week after that. And then we're pulled out. I think the Warwicks came in after that. I think the Royal Warwicks came up after us. And they were taking on the position. If I'm not mistaken, the Royal Warwicks come in after that one. And we came out. And then we went into the camp and were told then that we're leaving the country. We're gonna come out if there was nothing else on, you know, that one, and we'll make my way back to Blighty, you know, home. And so we'd come out of there, and I think we went into the tented camp this time. Was a bit strange.
When you came out the line, when it
and get changed and everything else, get kitted out again. Then we got kitted out and everything else, and that was where it was. We get sorted out. Everybody be coming in, what was, you know, from all lots and parts to get the battalion. And I think we came out and I think we went down, we got on the train after that, about a week or a fortnight, July. So I mean, July, about July.
So what sort of things were you doing after you came out of the line? That would
washed, clean.
Presume that's after the Armistice.
Oh, I washed and cleaned, get you clean everything down, make sure the wrinkles is gone. Then we sort ourselves out. But we still had to be prepared to get it up the go back again if we were required. That was what it was, but we were in reserve then. So there'll be another battalion coming on. There's got to be another battalion coming in. If we are going out, somebody's got to be coming in. And that's what it was. So there's got to be a battalion. I don't know which battalion what it was. It could, I mean, it could have there, but because it could have been the Royal Warwicks, I don't know. But they, I think they were up with us at the time. It could be the Duke of Wellington's or something like that when they're coming in. But they would, we would hand all the, hand us, you know, all the stuff out of them when we were coming out. And all we remember is just getting cleaned down. Then we're going down to Pusan. You're going out to Pusan. That was the next one you're getting. So you'd get your kit. You'd get into, you know, sort yourselves out in the mangles, train yourselves, and you'd, you know, and bus and that type of thing. And then went down to Pusan. And from Pusan, we were in a transit camp there. But of course, we went to do the burial, you know, the dead. Stood there, done the minute silence and that type of thing.
How did you all feel at this point?
Well, sorry for the men that were going across. You were going across to see the ones you had, but it was a big cemetery, and that was where it was, and you're just looking there. You know, you marched on, you stand there, you drilled, you brought off, and then someone could stand and look at them. And very few had cameras, so we weren't taking it because there were only wood crosses, and that was it. Then we just came back to transit camp, and then we knew we were going to get the next boat across and come back. But when we're coming back over, they would was changed the rules, and we went to Egypt, and they were told we're going to Egypt. We were supposed to be going, all of us were supposed to be coming straight through, and but it was to change the route, they changed there, and we're pulling to Egypt.
So that went in September,
we'd gone and would get there and back in sometime in September, I should have might get to Egypt. September, October, November, December. September, something like that. And we went from there, went through.
Was this the whole battalion?
Yeah, the whole battalion. Well, some of the whole battalion, but a lot of the people that was there was going straight through because a lot of them was for the mob. Some of them was going to the mob, and the other ones had done the time. You know, them had the regulars who had done, you know, the time up there, and that was it. So they had come across. But we didn't get that one. We went to Egypt.
What did you have to do in Egypt?
Egypt, my job was mostly guards. Going in there and do guard work. Water guard, there was water guards. We had very few NCOs because there. When we first got to Egypt, we...
So where did you go to in Egypt?
Camp. I think the camp, there's got to be a camp there. And it was a transit camp, they'd been using a transit camp, and there was one of the guards was next to her, and they were leaving, they were coming out, and they're going to go and do the guard, the queen, you know, for the Buckingham Palace. So we had to take their business, their work on, and Hamler come, Brigadier Hamler, he came then. I can remember being in Olive Greens. I didn't get me, you know, the brown, the cart use things, you know, that type of thing. And they stand there, and then all of a sudden, we're going on manoeuvres after that, in the desert.
So what was this camp like that you came to in Egypt?
Egypt, it was the showers. When we got there, the first time we went in, they've got the meals. There was vegetables, fresh vegetables, meat and everything else. Lasted for 2 days. Then the next day, went back to bloody Pom. Dried carrots and turnips and everything else. We had sand fly. We got sand fly there. The toilets were the flies and everything else. We were used to there, and it was hot during the day, and it was getting cold, but it wasn't the first. And that was where it was. And we had getting some new recruits in, so you had to worry about them because some of them was ginger. They hadn't been up where we were all sunburned in the climate there, so you had to look after them, keep them out the road. And that was most gone back there. Then you start doing the natural thing again, not with the arms, and putting nothing with the ammunition and everything else. You took them, put them away. You had to go back to drill. and doing the same thing again.
So what sort of things were you doing when you in Egypt?
Well, I had to learn how to fire a Bren. I had to learn how to do a Bren gun. I had to learn how to do a grenade. I had to learn everything I've been taught. I've been taught me buddy sold, and that was it. Then you was putting them on blankets, stripping them down, and of course there was new officers there, so they were telling me how to do it. What was the time we had the toilets was atrocious because they were bad. They'd been quite well used, and some dumb devil fell into bloody thing and caused havoc. He wasn't smelling nice, and the other ones, but either would come down with this infection with the sand or around your belt. You had to go to the shower and get salt, you know, the salt water, right, and get the salt and wash that down. We had that for a week. Then I was doing, I'd done the water guard, or a water guard.
What was the water guard?
That's where the purification plant is. You had to send men down, those three of them. One, two, those three. So you had to go and down and do that one. But well, there was only two NCOs in the company at the time. So I was doing three of them, I think. I doing three. One, and one. Moving from one to the next one. Well, of course, there was a truck there at the time, like where there was, but moving them, but that was what it was.
So what other sorts of things were you doing there in Egypt? What was the role? What was your role there?
We're supposed to come back and stop. There was a little barrage body with NASA, and was starting up then. Supposed to be, he's starting it up. We got out to leave and everything else. You could go out the camp and up the road. There was a picture house. It was a hole in the wall where you went in across there. Most of the kid, they gave kids on. He says, oh, you never listen to this one because it's an Arabic. The dumb buggers used to have gone in and say, well, it's in English. And they're sitting there trying to translate it. They've got an Arabic language. That was the things. And you went along to the Salvation Army, the Church of England, you could get a meal there. And of course, I'd get me straight money, so I was quite rich then. I was getting paid. We're also getting paid little bricks, I think it was then. We're getting some. I think they had put the money up or something like that or something there, and we're getting allowances or something like that. So we're rich. So let's put it that way, because we had 6 months to do. No, 18 months. So everybody was on the full wage, say £3 or something like that a week. And that was what it was. I'd be in about 5 or 6, you know. But like there, was coming through the September, October. Well, September, October, there'd be a draft gone out. You know, the lads that was coming back before us, so they'd be, say, 51-20. They were coming away. So every time they were going away, we're having to kick around and trying to get some, you know, beer and have a drink with the lads before they went away. Maybe it's only 2 or 3. Went down to the Lido, where there was like where the yachts were in that one. We went in there once, so in that one. And we had some of the bit problem there because we had a lad that was from Liverpool. And you know what Geordie's is like, how we speak and how we go on. So we're sitting there and we're having a drink. And he says, it's got to be the Kings or something like that, one of the regiments, something like that. And he come across, he says, I wouldn't mind if he said it to Russ, but he said it to him. He says, you know, he says, you're all the same. You rabble on, you can't talk a word of English use. And I forget what his name was now, but he was. He says, did you hear that, Norman? He says, me, a bloody Liverpoolian in this book. And he banned you in the way, of course, that's the fight of you. Of course, but it wouldn't be back then. I mean. So anyway, we'll come back and we're all put and took in the camp. Then we had wounds, was not very well liked. You had to have a wound to get in. You had to put up a good show.
What was the nearest town called? Can you remember?
It wasn't a town, it was just like a village. They were out of bounds of village. Well, when you were on the water guard, you could see them across there. And they used to come down, and we said, it's the Sweetwater Canal, what they call the Sweetwater Canal. And when you were there, when you're watching it, you seen the donkey cuts out, was gone through, and there was everything else was in it, and that's what they used to drink. They used to come down and do their own business in there and show them everything else, women and men. And they were across, and there was a village there. And that was there, and it was just like on that one of them, there was a bit further up when we went up there, because we're gonna have a do for the one of the lads. We were on a duty that time, so we got to go and get some beer. And I went into this camp with a truck, and they've got their faces cut here, so they got to be out of Rhodesia. I forget the company are, but they've got the faces. They're black. They're all the black regiment. It was a black regiment. It's got to be one of the regiments out of there.
Across the cheek.
Aye, across the two. They've got two marks on his cheek across here. Anyway, he was in the guard and he said that one. And he spoke, the sergeant spoke really good English, actually. We said if he had any chance to get any beer off him, the crate and everything else. He says, oh, aye. Of course, we bought him. I said, well, do you want some? And we went back, and we were not supposed to drink on duty, but, oh well, we did, and we break the rules. And of course, the next day I got round for a dirty barrack room, because somebody had put a cigarette in the ash thing when he come. This new officer come out. So I was charged, I had to go in front of the CO.
What happened to you?
I forget about him here. I told him, I says, I've been wanting a job. He can have it for me. And it was like everything else at the time. We were shooting boardly, so I know they caught him with a bugle gun. And this is, sorry, my mate. I says, will you stop blowing that bloody bugle, man? And I says, what is in there? It's got to be one of the Saudi majors there, because it wouldn't be better, because Butter was in England, so he hadn't gotten back. So it's got to be somebody there. And I says to him, which one do you want? He says, what do you mean? Well, I said, I'm guard commander. I'm orderly sergeant. I'm orderly sergeant. I'm guard commander. And I says, I'm also on officer's call now. So if you didn't mind, knock the bloody thing off. And of course, marched in and told what I had done. So that was it.
So what was discipline like when you were in Egypt? I mean, you've been to war.
Oh, yeah. Discipline was straight away again. You went back the original way and then. Oh, straight away, no, come on. You had to watch your work straight away. Your tents had to be done, your bedding had to be put right. You had to go out and clean the sand up to make sure there was nothing there visible in the mingles. And if you got the job, you're going to do on the square to clean that up, then you're marching on the square. You had to go, well, your square's the sand, there's like anything else, you know what I mean? And that went back again, you went straight back to military standards.
So what was your typical day like then, back to the same old routine?
5 o'clock, wake up, washed and shaved, take your meal, unless you had a day at PA or something like that, then come back again, inspection, then whatever laid out that day. I mean, so you've got to remember, there's, like I say, there was lads coming in. There was about 40 may have come in our company. There's got to be about 40 must have come that day, or 30 or 40. And they were put into the platoon, so you've got to train them up again. You know what I mean? They have just basic ones. They have just come out, say, 10 or 15 weeks in there, and they were coming out to do them, so they'll be trained up again. Then you had to sort them out. I mean, so you've lost, like Redmond had gone, Bland had gone, Robinson had gone, so you're waiting there, and you've got... And you have me to say, Trisona had getting killed, stuck there. So you've got like Parky, and we had Parky, the officers then, I can't remember them, but I think Park was one, I think he came. And then I can't remember, the officers then was getting you, well, not getting you, officers, so Griffiths, I don't know, Griffiths got rid of or not, or somebody else moved up. But as I say, that's what it was, and we just chained up to that one.
So he was back to Bullen and.
Blanco and cleaner. Well, you didn't Blanco because you clean your boots. You had to clean your boots, but Blanco was there because you were in all of, you were in khakis then. You had the khaki and everything else. Or it was. You had to do your putties in that one. Your boots had to be cleaned up. You start to do that type of thing again. But it just went to the norm proceeded in. Learn the things. I'll be quite honest, the big lap is when this officer came across, and I've got to tell two of the two lads who was with me. And he said, hell, I had to put a machine, I had to strip a Bren gun, Sten gun, rifle, anything, you know, and even the 3.5 men, they didn't clean them all down. And I can even take the trigger messages off, and we're sitting in this tent with a bloody ground sheet and the blanket kid there. He's asking me to strip on my gun. You've got to do RSs. Fire load, and put the grit things on. And he's sitting there, and he's got the gun across. I says to the lads, I says, blindfold him. And he goes, what? I says, blindfold him. You know, put the blindfold on. He's down, strips it, don't put it, don't put it all in. The grids, all the tricking mixings, all stripped. He's stripping it all down, right, put it together again. I says, you're 5 seconds too late. I says, you're getting old. And he's put it all together and fired. That's what. And he never, I mean, see, after that one, he looked at me guns. I said, well, you're wasting your time, these ones. Try them ones, but not the ones we've got. In other words, we've had it, you know what I mean? We've done the thing and seen it.
So you, I mean, you mentioned guarding the water treatment there. So any other duties that you had to do there?
I done the main guard.
Which one was that?
That's the main guard on the camp. You had the main guard in the camp. Then you had ammunition. They had an ammunition base in there. You had to put a guard on that one. But that was with a guard, that one. I'd done that and come there. That would be another job. Then we went. Oh, just doing mostly around the camp and that one. As I say, we came across and we told the world that about, well, it would be November, that they were going to, one of the companies was going to go to Akabar. I didn't go to Akabar, I went down, I'm not sure they said me that I went down there now. I think I went to Bloody Aden because I went down there and I found some, I went down there, but there's nobody can tell us that I was there.
So where did you go from there?
I went in a 3-ton wagon with and it was about 20 in a wagon, a 3-ton wagon, and a 1500 weight. Now, all of the done, it couldn't be done because he would be back England, so it's got me another done. But where they were there, and I can remember, gone down somewhere down there just before we got in that one, and we stopped this caravan. There was like a caravan gone through, you know, the camels in that one. And it must have been Hush or something like that, but we, you know, there. So we just got down and the one went this way and that way. And I came back. I didn't go into camp because my kit bag was all prepared. So it's got me about the 28th or the 20th of November or the 27th when I come up. And I just got in there and I got my kit bag and I went to the Air Force and that's where I was flying back. I was flying back on the next, well, yeah, I think it took 3 days for me to get across from there. But why I can tell you that is because later on, in April or May of the following year when I'm out of the army, actually I'm in hospital. My sister brings there because, you know, I'm told how it hurt my knee. Well, I got operated in the county hotel in the county hospital, and she brought the letter in. So I'd been operated on. She brought this letter in. This advised me that the company had getting £10,000 for this, whatever it was, £10,000 or £100,000, and they were giving the money. Well, my sister thought I'd get the bloody money. She didn't realise it was going to the company funds. So that's what it was. That's why I often wonder how I got that letter, you know, sent to us.
So you think that was something to do with that trip you took?
Mm-hmm. Because everybody else went.
Where was it to them? You said there was about 20 men or something.
There was, it was not with a 2 men, it was 1,500 with, so the 1,500 would have the stuff in, right? We were in the back of the wagon, we went down, we were in about a day, right? It was nothing unusual for that one, going down there.
So what were you told about it? Can you remember?
Well, all I was told was, get on there, you're getting picked up and you're going across, and then it stood, went on.
So what happened?
Just can't remember now. Just there, we just got there and saying, well, anything else when you hand picked like that and you picked up, you know, you're doing that, how you're talking, you're sitting there. You know what I mean? You're not interested in the bloody things, right? You're just sitting there and you're going down and like.
So you just sat in the truck and you were taken. How long was the journey?
Well, I wouldn't know. I can't remember. That's what I'm saying to you. All I can remember is coming back. When I come back, or I didn't. They packed me kit. I'll tell you why I can tell you that one. Because one dab bugger put a tin of corned beef in it. Right? In there. Well, how the hell you put tins in the cigarettes, what I had. But the tin, as soon as you get an aircraft, the tin of corned beef blows. And they put some pipe batty in the stuff. Now, what they had put in, right? There was no beer because I drank the bloody stuff. And I didn't have a booze up, you know what I mean, for the lads. And that's what it was, and I just come straight there. And I met the rest of them in there, and when we were in the camp, I had to mount a guard, because nobody else there. And there's got to be 40 of them coming out.
So how long were you away on this operation, or whatever it was?
It was three to four days, you know. I just thought we'd gone into the getting demobbed. But all of a sudden I get stuck with a Sten gun and a bloody thing again, and it was all getting arms and everything else, and was sitting there.
So did you actually do anything when you got to wherever you were going?
We just got there and stopped, we stood there and we got a certain part and they were trying there, and they stopped the other side. There must be another troop, you know, somebody else coming in from somewhere else. And it was stopping all us there, and we just got off. We're going on this, like, a mount, and that was it.
Camel train or something.
Yeah, it's got to be camel train, it's got to be something like that.
So, were they searching them, or?
I couldn't tell you, because we just went up, just stood there, lined up, and when it come across, they came back, and we're putting it wagons, and just sent back again. But that's what I said. The only reason why I always wonder is why the letter came to me, when I'm a civilian, you know what I mean, I'm back in my trade, bricklayer, and everything else, wait. So I see, I get me, put my leg out, my leg had come out altogether. So, and let it come in, we just thought, yeah, but when you see in the pretty of them days, you know, you have got received. You know, well, received means to be given. But it didn't come.
So you came back from that little jaunt, back to your camp.
Camp picked the me kit bag was in the camp, and the wagon I was on went straight. We took her up the air. I went up the airport, right? I was up there, took the airport. I think it was a wagon. It could be a truck, you know, vehicles. But I was took up the airport, and that was where it was. And we were there for went in there, and wanted to do the guard. I don't know how it comes about, but wanted to do the guard. Well, the man that was there was a beer. He was got me one of the heavy infantry blinking things. And he got a mount one where he's shooting shunting this one. I said, and at the end of the day, I had to mount the guard, put the guard on, and we're in the tent. Mine, I'll say that one. It was cold here. And the MA Force people come across and they give her the blankets. You know, the ones that was there, some of them were in the tent, but we put them on. There were 20 were on the guard, right? We had to walk around the camp, you know what I mean? But they come across and they says, right, come across with us. Went across, God, you know, he says, you're the guard commander. I says, no, he's the guard commander. He's this, Thompson was a lad. He took his stripes off. He wouldn't have no ticket. Because he hadn't been in this type of thing. So I gone across. Anyhow, goes across and he says, right, there's the tea. And he says, if you come back in, you know, that tea, right? And there's some, you know, food. Sandwich and that food. And I gone, that's champion, you know, come across, brought them in, put them in the guard. Went back again, he says, at 2 o'clock, if you come across, there'll be everything you want. You know? And I says, oh, this is better than there. So, we're there for a couple, I think we're there for a couple of days before we flew out. We flew to Wait a minute, where were we going to eat first? We went to, I think we must have gone into Cyprus, into Cyprus, into, no,